Podcast Ping proudly presents Beowulf, from the translation by Francis Gumer, as read by Patrick McNamara.
27. Came now to ocean the ever courageous hardy henchmen, their harness bearing woven war sarks, the warden marked trusty as ever the earl's return. From the height of the hill no hostile words reached the guests as he rode to greet them, but welcome he called to that wetter clan as the sheen mailed spoilers to ship marched on. Then on the strand with steeds and treasure and armor their roomy and ring dight ship was heavy laden, high its mast rose over Hrothgar's hoarded gems. A sword to the boat guard Beowulf gave, mounted with gold on the mead bench, since he was better esteemed that blade possessing heirloom old. Their ocean keel boarding, they drove through the deep and Daneland left. A sea cloth was set, a sail with ropes firm to the mast, the flood timbers moaned, nor did wind over billows that wave swimmer blow across from her course. The craft sped on, foam-necked it floated forth o'er the waves, keel firm bound over briny currents, till they got them sight of the Geatish cliffs, home-known headlands. High the boat, stirred by winds, on the strand updrove. Helpful at haven the harbor guard stood, who long already for loved companions by the water had waited and watched afar. He bound to the beach the broad-bosomed ship with anchor bands, lest ocean billows that trusty timber should tear away. Then Beowulf bade them bear the treasure, gold and jewels. No journey far was it thence to go to the giver of rings. Hygelac's Hrethling, at home he dwelt, by the sea-wall close, himself and clan. Haughty that house, a hero the king, high the hall, and Hild right young, wise and wary, though winters few, in those fortress walls she had found a home. Hereth's daughter, nor humble her ways, nor grudgend she gifts to the Geatish men of precious treasure. Not thrice's pride showed she, folk queen famed, o'er that fell deceit. Was none so daring that durst made bold, save her lord alone of the liegemen dear, that lady full in the face to look, but forged fetters he found his lot, bonds of death, and brief the respite. Soon as they seized him, his sore doom was spoken, and the burnished blade a baleful murder proclaimed and closed. No queenly way for women to practice, though peerless she, that the weaver of peace from warrior dear by wrath and lying his life should reave. But Hemming's kinsmen hindered this, for over their ale men also told that of these folk horrors fewer she wrought onslaughts of evil after she went gold-decked bride to the brave young prince Aethling haughty and Offa's hall, o'er the fallow flood at her father's bidding safely sought, where since she prospered royal throned rich in goods, fain of the fair life fate had sent her, and leal in love to the lord of warriors. He of all heroes I heard of ever from sea to sea of the sons of earth most excellent seemed. Hence Offa was praised for his fighting and feeing by far-off men. The spear-bold warrior, wisely he ruled over his empire. Eomer woke to him, help of heroes, Hemming's kinsman, grandson of Garmund, grim in war.
Beowulf is a presentation of Podcast Ping, found at podcastping.blogspot.com. Subscribe to the podcast to get all of the episodes as soon as they are available. Subscription information can be found on the Podcast Ping website. Thank you for listening.